On this day before Independence Day, state beaches and parks in New Jersey remain closed for a third day in a row. Well, closed to everybody except for the governor, that is, Chris Christie. There are aerial photographs of Christie and his family enjoying the sunshine and sand yesterday on the otherwise empty Island Beach State Park. One photograph made the front page of New Jersey's Star Ledger newspaper today with the headline, "Gov soaks up sun on beach he closed." Matt Arco is political reporter for the Star Ledger. He joins us on Skype. Matt, how are the people in New Jersey reacting to this?
Yeah, look, the governor's approval rating is at 15% before this picture was on the front page of the paper and online, and I suspect it might go down a little bit after this.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is this is just terrible optics for the governor, who, you know, told everybody that he was going to be at Island Beach State Park. It wasn't a surprise. We knew that he was going to be there, but just the optics of it, you know, and now there's an actual picture to really throw in people's faces while the state government shutdown is going on is what's going to hurt the governor.
So the governor, not surprisingly for him, doesn't seem too apologetic or bothered by the odd optics, as you mentioned. Here he is on this morning's Fox 29 Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, what a scandal. He actually was with his wife and his children, and they caught him. Really, I'm telling you.
But, Governor, you can understand, though, why a lot of people are upset. They can't go to that beach. They want to be able to do what you were doing, and they can't.
Well, I'm sorry, they're not the governor.
It sounds like he doesn't really care about that 15% approval rating, which may be on the downslide even now. Is it that the governor basically thinks since he's lame duck, he has not much to lose?
Well, you know, he's been saying publicly for a while when we ask him about it, look, guys, I told you this and I'm going to continue to tell you this. I don't care. I'm not running for re-election. It doesn't bother me. You know, there might be a part of him that it doesn't bother him, but it's certainly on a personal level, I'm sure, when it push comes to shove, it's not great to be where he is. But the fact of the matter is he isn't on the ballot. We're in the middle of a state shutdown where he is at an impasse with a Democratic lawmaker who is going to be on the ballot with every other Republican and Assembly and the Senate lawmaker in November. So, you know, the governor doesn't have to worry about this. You know, it hurts his legacy, but it's others who will be affected at the polls.
What's the cause of the stalemate?
So what's happened is that we have a controversial bill dealing with Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. It's the state's largest insurer, but it's not a private insurer. It's a not-for-profit entity that was created by the state and regulated by the state. And now what the governor wants to do is he wants to put more oversight over the insurer, and he also wants to try to tap some of its reserves for the next governor to pay for not charity care, but sort of health care for poor New Jerseyans. It's a bipartisan bill that already passed the Senate. It has Democratic lawmakers supporting it. One of the only real people who are opposed to it is Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto, who has refused to bring it up on the floor for a vote. And the reaction to that was lawmakers in his own caucus refused to vote on the state budget. They haven't voted on the state budget, so the state budget has not been sent to the governor. So an automatic state shutdown is what happens.
So in the meantime, people of New Jersey can't go to state parks. They are going to have a hard time getting to the Statue of Liberty. Any signs of the stalemate ending soon?
I'm not optimistic that it's going to end today, and it might not end tomorrow, but there's a lot of talk about it maybe ending Wednesday or by the end of the week. Because on Friday, if there's no resolution then the state's casinos close, and that's a whole other heap of trouble.
Oh, yeah. Matt Arco, political reporter for the Star Ledger in New Jersey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.